I should have recorded this earlier, but I'd like to give people...
I'm glad you did not record me.
I did not. No, I wanted to give you your privacy with that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, there's another thing, too, that I want to add after Norman talks.
Yeah, and I want to add something as well. But go ahead.
Well, that's it. I mean, just be prepared to let go and see what happens.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Teresa. Then I'll see if I need, if I want to add that at all. I'm
recording. Well, it is a letting go of of the need to be in relationship, because really you are the beloved you are seeking.
Yeah, that's it.
And when you drop into that space of allowing yourself to be the beloved that you are seeking, allowing yourself to be the lover that you are desiring, then there is no need for another, and therefore another will appear as timing is perfect, because there's not a need and there's not an attachment, because you are fulfilling that within yourself. You are loving yourself in such a way that allows that type of love to be drawn to you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So
Thank you. What I wanted to add is
simple. It's basically, I might add just simply, when you fall in love with yourself,
exactly,
not from the egocentric point of view, but when you truly, truly fall in love with yourself as the divine, then the other person definitely presents it themselves, because you are truly open to relate at that level.
Well, I actually think that I have been doing that, because I have been working on self-love for so many years, and I'm at a pretty healthy level, but still, one part of me knows it wants to share. It's like I'm bubbling over. Where does it go? It goes into the air. I feel sort of wasting my love on nothing. I mean, it's in me and for me, but still there's more and more and more. So I think it would be part of the natural process of sharing with someone.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. And what I got from that too was, true love really does desire to express itself. In other words, true love does desire to partner. And yet, what you just said about you feel like it's wasting and going into the air, I want you to imagine, if you will, that love that you're expressing as the divine, that you've finally come to this place of self-love, imagine that it's going out into the air, and the plants and the trees and the animal and the people come in contact with are being benefited by that. And all it can do is bring you to this, become this beacon for this other person.
Yes. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
You're welcome. Don't ever think it's wasted. Love is never wasted. Love is always received. It just depends on how aware are we to receive it.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
This is Crystal.
Crystal, hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Almost happy to be on this call. Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy to have you on this call.
I think my intention is to really step into the dynamic flow, you know, that's now available to us more now than ever. And I guess you could say just no holding back. You know, just hearing the flow and letting the body move and letting the spirit come out to play a whole lot more. So, and on a level of detail. I have travel coming up and a lot of bills to pay, and I'm ready to start sharing all my gifts, you know, with Sarasota and into the world a lot more. So it's just staying in, it's just giving that an absolute yes and kind of operating in a way that's just more magnetic. So it feels like just doing the same thing, but stepping in and playing a whole lot more.
Nice. Beautiful.
Yeah, I guess I've just identified some things that some definitives, definitives and not definitives, but just that the leader wants to play even more. So that's what's going on.
Nice. You said the leader wants to play more.
Yeah, in a very fun way. I just, you know, there's I have projects going on all different levels, and to really step into what my spirit's been saying for a long time, and it feels good. So that's it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hey, Debbie, it's Mandy.
Mandy, hi.
How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm well, too. Thanks. Thanks for being here for this. Really happy to be on the call with everybody. I would say that my intention is to continue to allow an abundant flow. So I already feel it in many areas of my life. I have an abundance of love and support and friends and family and health. But there's some areas that I feel like I'm holding back. And I'm just ready to release it. So that's my intention. Thank you.
Nice. You're welcome.
Hi, Debbie. It's Marla.
Hi, Marla.
And I've heard a lot of intentions that I'm agreeing with, so it's hard for me to tell you all of them.
How about we intend to make it easy?
That sounds good.
Usually when there's a lot of intentions, there's a common thread.
Yes, it really is.
I heard a song run through my head when someone was speaking. I don't remember the name. It says, "Ain't no stopping us now."
That's it. You what?
Ain't no stopping us now.
No, ain't no stopping us now.
Yeah, we're on the move.
We're on the move. Norman added, "We're on the move." Oh, he knows the words. We're on the move. I love that. We're on the move. With that, do we want to mute everybody, or does anybody else want to add something? I'm gonna add something. I kind of wrote down this one thing, but I'm gonna summarize it. To fully remember who I am, my connection with all the life around me, to remember my gifts and put them into action to help the rest of the world around me also remember who they are and their gifts. And act and have graceful movement. Act from grace.
Amen.
So it's about empowering myself, being empowered, allowing myself to be empowered and empowering others through that example.
And I like how you brought in about...
You like what?
You brought in bringing the action in.
The action is essential because that's something that many of us on the spiritual path are missing. We know all things are possible, and we believe that meditating brings it to fruition, and yes, it does, and yet there is a place where we are called into action. And until we actually step into that active role, Well, if we don't step into that active role, how many on the call have had all of these great ideas and all of these great inspirations and thought, I really, 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 my heart's calling and wants to do this and haven't done it, and then you've watched it manifest all around you because somebody else said yes to the call. And so it's really about recognizing what gifts we have available to offer and saying yes and actually putting them out there.
That sounds really good. My goodness, yeah.
And if it does appear all around you,
it has manifested.
It has manifested. So don't despise it. It's like, oh my God, somebody else so good, dang, dang, dang. And you start nagging on yourself. Just recognize that everything is possible and you have manifested to the point where somebody else took it. Not from you, but as an inspiration, because you're not the only one who has the same idea and the same desire. So once you see it happening around you, enjoy it as is.
And recognize you were part of that creative process.
And recognize your creation in it. And there will be a moment when your true creation is manifesting in your life. Yes, we have to call into action, but many of us have to actually be initiated.
We have to recognize what's a true call into action and what is simply our desire to actually make a difference.
So if something comes your way that kind of like plays into your kind of like dream, then and it's you kind of like being pushed or initiated into it, then fully go for it. But if you push it too hard, in regards to, say, the lover, if you push it too hard, you're pushing it and it's not going to go anywhere because it's not natural.
The same with money. It's the same with everything. If we push too hard, then we're not in the flow, and that's what we all want, is to be in the flow and listen and act from that creative listening.
And be in alignment.
Yes. And it's kind of like if you think in terms of our muscular system, you know, you go to the gym and you work out or you run or you dance or whatever it is you do to build your quote-unquote muscular, your muscular system, your physical body. Everything has to be developed. It's kind of like developing our creative muscle and our ability to step beyond our old limiting programming and old limiting beliefs. And so what I'm feeling right now is that it's important for us to step beyond our old limiting beliefs, and instead of focusing on where did it come from and what's getting in my way, just step into this space of I am ready and willing and able. I am ready and willing and able. I am ready, willing, and able. Just tell me what I need to do, and let me remember I am ready, willing, and able. And sometimes we're missing one of that. We're either not committed enough, or we're confused, or, and by the way, confusion is good, because confusion means you're not coming from history. If you're coming from a place of, there's a difference between I'm coming from a place of I understand all of this. Sometimes the understanding comes from our past, not from our inner knowing. And so confusion is actually a good transitory place to be in before you step into that expression of who you really are. And recognizing that expression of who you really are is always evolving, always changing, at least in this dimensional reality.
So when you can step into the confusion from a place of I don't know, that's curiosity, then I don't know doesn't have to hold you back. I mean,
yes.
It's empowering.
Instead, then it becomes the wonderment of child. Be like little children. It's like, look at that butterfly. Look at that toe. Look, I don't know what this is. So it's tapping into that amazement of your own life and your own being. Just letting yourself show up. Actually, it's not even trying to force yourself to show up. It's about letting yourself show up without all of those presupposed programmings of who you've been told you are all along the way.
And also without the programming that tells you how you should do it.
Exactly.
From the gurus and from the people out there that are the leaders already, you know, sometimes we want to just follow their example. Well, there's a fine line between not reinventing the wheel and following an example, but still being true to yourself in the process.
Oh, so true.
Because if you're just mimicking somebody else, and you're leaving who you are out, the essence of you and what truly matters to you, then you lose passion.
Yes.
And you lose the precious element that is divinely what draws your quote unquote success to you.
Which is you. Because we need everybody to be who they are. And we all have similarities because we all come from the same source and we all have similar gifts, but they're all going to be a different expression from every single person. Just like there are no two alike snowflakes or fingerprints, there are no two alike lives. Even a twin comes in at a different timeline and has a different expression than the one that came right before it. So, if I can, let's get everybody to take a breath, three of your own breaths, in and out, just full in and out breaths. And while you're doing this, imagine in your brain this statement, Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. And no, you don't have to remember it, but just kind of imagine you're tapping into that. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and thank you. And the reason I want to do this is because I want to wholeheartedly bring us all together from this recognition of we are unique aspects of all of us. And so let's connect heart to heart here and now. Not that we haven't already done it, but let's consciously make that statement and breathe together now. Okay, so I haven't muted everybody yet. I will keep it, if you want a pen, I will keep it unmuted unless it's noisy. What do you want? Just tell me. A pendulum. Oh, he wants a pendulum. Okay. I will keep it unmuted unless it gets too noisy, just in case somebody wants to interject. And then if I do mute it, then everybody just *6 themselves to unmute. Okay. So, we've already begun this process. We began it before we came on this call. The moment you said yes to the call, you were in the call. And so, the heart is, there's such a level and depth of joy and gratitude at the heart because there is a sincere commitment and a sincere desire to truly be present and come through the heart and represent through the heart. And that is actually being felt at a deeper level than I feel like I've ever felt here. And so it shows me, and we also have a solar eclipse going on right now, which is all part of that. It's part of the letting go process. And so the letting go process is a surrendering process, and surrendering means surrendering to the flow of life, letting go to the flow of life. It's not at all about trying to let go. It's just surrendering to the flow of life, and it's not at all about giving up. It's never about giving up. It's always about just letting go and surrendering to the flow of life. And what I saw while some of us were talking was I saw like a bottleneck in the flow. It's like you can imagine the rivers on our planet and imagine the man-made dams that have been contrived. And this is not to make man bad. It's just using it as a metaphor and example. Imagine the man-made dams that have redirected the flow of the rivers without permission. And I say without permission because rivers, plants, animals, all of life are here to work in partnership with us. And when we get that, and when we actually work in partnership in a way that respects the other life around us, then everything is willing to work with us. Everything is willing to work with us. And there are many places in the past where we hadn't asked for that respect, and many things that are going on now out there in the world where we're not now. And so what I'm seeing is it's like opening up that energetic bottleneck, much like the river suddenly opening up the pathway and the river of life and the flow of life. It's about tapping into that flow, into that water, into that joy, into that emotional expression that allows you to go through the rapids in a way that's like woohoo instead of ouch, 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 ouch. So, and that doesn't mean you're never sad, you're never lonely, you're never any, there's so, no such thing as never and always. There is this constant flow of eternal life. And it's about bringing us to that place of feeling that eternal life flowing through our bloods, and that's where the bottleneck is, through our bloods, through our meridians. It's about opening up that flow, just like opening up the meridian branches and just like opening up the river branches that were blocked off by ignorance and misunderstanding and confusion, not by malice, just simply a disconnect. And it's about bringing that connection back to life. And Teresa, you're up.
And this thing about the connection to life, the piece of, it's like when we connect into oneness, we know that every little thing makes a difference.
Yeah, you need to get closer to your mic. Hello?
Is that better?
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes.
So, as kind of a segue in what you were saying, that when we're connected to all of life, when we're connected into oneness, and we're in the place of full connection while being individuated, we recognize that every little thing makes a really big difference. And what often happens is, instead of acknowledging and celebrating the little things that are making a difference in our life, we're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for the big thing. And we're discrediting all the little things.
Mm.
And when we're discrediting the little things, we're also discrediting all of the other species and animals and elements and aspects of ourselves that's out there, so to speak. Whenever we discredit the little thing within ourselves, or the little action that we take, or the little thought that we make, or the little time we catch ourselves and say, oh, well, that's not the direction I want to go. How can I think differently instead? It's like celebrating the places where all of the little things matter.
Mm.
And it doesn't mean that you have to be bogged down in the detail. But what we forget sometimes is that the detail is what creates, is just the fractal of the big picture. But if that detail is skipped over, then it's like there's a blurry spot in the big picture that's really essential. And so allowing ourselves to recognize that the little actions, the little things that we do, you know, it's like the story of saving that one starfish. I'll make a difference with this one, if nothing else. It's like allowing for the big picture, allowing for the connectedness, but recognizing the little steps that we make along the way make a big difference. And that's essential to staying in the heart as well. Because when we lose element of the little things which help keep us fully present in the now, and it's that fully present in the now that allows us to stay in alignment. Because we can be in the flow and not be in alignment.
Yeah, that's so true. Thank you. Thank you for that.
We can be in the flow and just be flowing on down, but not be in alignment. It's when we're in alignment that while we're in the flow, that which we desire aligns with us and says, I'm here for the ride with you.
Yes, because we claim it.
Because we've claimed it and we've owned it. And that's part of recognizing the little details. Because that's where we're really present. That's where we recognize, am I alignment here or am I not?
Yes.
Am I in my heart or am I not? And this is really essential because it's kind of like, last week I gave my prison staff permission to never be nice again.
Now I'm going to say nice, LOL.
But seriously, I gave myself permission to never be nice again. Because what I realized is that niceness is not about being in the heart. It's about doing something because it's an expectation or an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
But kindness is always from the heart. Kindness is about the details that matter, that keep you aligned with love, that keep you aligned with that which you desire. And it's being in that present moment so intimately that the details matter while being connected to the bigger picture and knowing that this action aligns me with the next action, which aligns me with the next thought, which aligns me with the next piece, so that the fractal begins to get filled in when the picture takes place beautifully before you. That's where you're creating the art of your life.
Beautiful. And tapping into that alignment and that flow, too, there's another aspect that I'm not sure if we addressed it last time or not, but it's showing up again if we did. It's really about saying yes to the universe. And in my history, I've said yes later. Yes, I say yes, but I can't do it right now. I'll do it later. So it's really about letting go of that that procrastination of stepping into the present moment and stepping into the heart's desire as it shows up and actually taking creative action in that moment that the yes comes to you.
Exactly, and it's taking that creative action without having to know how.
Exactly. Oh, that's big. That's really big.
It's like when spirit calls, you say yes whether you know how or not, because if that yes is from within and it's fully present and it opens your heart, you will always, always, always be led to the right person or the right situation to show you how. Always.
Yes. You want to say something? Yeah, so it's like that old saying, I don't have the know-how. Great. That's good. Because step into the moment, step into that God consciousness that says, you don't have to know how. You just have to say yes. And you will be directed. You will be guided. You will be led. You will be taken care of.
Exactly. And someone spoke earlier about they wanted about being, you know, playing with a leader within themselves. When we are leaders, it's like we're the prophets. The prophets from all religious aspects, all myths. They didn't wait to know how. They just said yes.
And often they were thought to be crazy.
And they were often thought to be crazy, but they were always divinely guided, always.
Yes.
Because they said, yes. Here am I. Send me.
And then followed through. So follow through is an element as well. We are integrating for each of us. Follow through. Follow through with trust. Trust is like this big umbrella because there's this trepidation of stepping too far into the unknown because there may not be anything for your foot to actually stand on and you'll fall. And so it's trusting that the path is clear, the path is there, much like Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. You take a step and all of a sudden, hey, there's a step. So it's just tapping into that trust.
Hold on.
And just knowing that you are valued. You are important. You are necessary in the bigger picture of life. In the bigger picture of life. And Norman just said, we're on the move. I said, we're on the move.
We are on the move.
We are on the move.
No matter what, we're on the move. So
we may as well move consciously instead of flailing around in the struggle of fighting, I don't know. And trying to stay stuck, there's an old Hopi, old Hopi metaphor that this is the river, the rivers are changing. Life is a rushing river, and there are those who are afraid to actually go with the flow, so they're trying to hold on to the river banks for dear life to all that they know from their past. And what's going to happen is those who go with the flow are going to step gracefully into their gifts and into that new life that actually is being promised and has always been promised to us. And those who are holding on to the riverbanks are holding on to struggle and will literally be torn apart. So it's about letting go of the river and trusting that the rapids are not going to break you to bits. So with that, we're still in the heart, but it feels like, I feel like a palpitation going on in the heart right now. So there's like this anxiety. I don't know, we just tapped into somebody's anxiety. So it's like anxiety, heartbeat, it's rushing. It's a rushing heartbeat because I said rushing river and be torn apart. So fear just totally stepped into the picture to show us where we're afraid and if we're holding on to that riverbank, to let go. Our hearts are just saying, let go.
And there's another piece here, too, that's around the fear, Debbie, and that is that part of the fear is that I have to go it alone. You know,
yes.
Many of us that are in this creative place, creative entrepreneurship, we go it alone so much, and we don't really have to. We need our groups.
Yes,
we need other people. And yet many of us, we live in our own little idyllic mind, which keeps us from being in action and which keeps us from being connected. And part of love is about being connected and feeling like you belong. And that's part of our human nature as well. And so when we're not actually getting that essential connection and belonging, we will find ways to do it that are not serving our deepest desire and our heart's passion.
Yes,
and so
because we are isolating ourselves.
Right.
Even though we can never be isolated, we are coming from that isolated perspective, which is like a myopic view of life.
And that's part of the fear. I'm afraid of being in group and being connected because, oh, I might be found out because I feel like I'm a fraud.
Yeah.
Or I'm afraid to be isolated because then no one will see me and my mission that's deep inside of me will never be fulfilled.
And there's another component to that, and the component is around love. Many of us know love through our history. So we love the way we were taught to love. So there is a sense of feeling like if I open my heart and I love, that it's just going to be a repeat of the same old, because it's pain. Because love and pain are intimately linked in our cultural belief systems. And that's a lie.
Doesn't have to be.
Exactly.
It never is.
It never is, actually. It's just that's what we learn, so that's what we experience. So it's about unlearning that dynamic of old programming in a way that just consciously recognizes it as it shows up and beating yourself up, and instead of beating the other person up, you just recognize, oh, hello, old friend. I'm done with that pattern now. Let's move on to what real love is. Let's move on to what real life is. Let's move on to what real creation is. understanding it's not a static flow. That's another thing. It's like I'm seeing we need to adjust some frequencies here, because many of us, we get into these states, and when we get out of these ill states and we come to the other side of it, sometimes it just feels so good, we just want to stay there. And then we feel like somehow we've regressed because we don't stay there. But of course we can't stay there. The flow of life is ever flowing. So it's about, again, reiterating, allowing the flow and rejoicing in the flow, even in the moments where it's like, ouch, I felt that again. Okay, I'm willing to let that go. So we're going to balance people's hormones right now, actually, because I just felt like, okay, we needed a little shift in hormonal thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just men or women, it's just balancing the hormones. And in Vedic philosophy, Hanuman is the god of hormones. He basically is adjusting the hormones in your body. So it's really calling on all of those deities, and which are representations of parts of us, and saying, help us come together. Oh, I love that. Help us come together. And it's about recognizing, instead I'm going to reword that, it's not about help us come together, it's about thank you for bringing us together. It's not about saying help us, it's about saying thank you. Thank you for bringing us together.
And it's about recognizing that it's our quote-unquote incompleteness that really makes us whole.
Yes, that weaving of the pattern of life, the web of life, and seeing all of it. My grandfather was a quilter, mm-hmm. and I just felt him come in. It's like seeing all of mm-hmm. those different patterns come together and see the mm-hmm. beauty that it creates.
Mm-hmm.
Never truly out of sync. It's just our relationship. So this is about relationships, too. So we're talking about relationships. Relationships to each other. Relationships to love. Relationship to partnering with the world. Relationships internally on our at the cellular level. It's about bringing those cells into relationship with one another in a way that encourages life. In a way that encourages life. In a way that allows growth and death and dying, because we're dying all the time at the cellular level. But what we have this tendency to do is to recreate our old patterns, because that's what we think life is. And so what we're doing is saying, as the cells die off, thank you, thank you, thank you, and let's create new life. I don't even like using the word rebirth. I like using the word new birth. Let's create new birth. Let's create new life. Let's come from a fresh perspective of true life. Let's create true life. And even in that, I'm getting like a caution to say, don't exclude anything from life, because even all of those quote-unquote ill patterns are there as part of this fabric of life to kind of help us wake up. Not to kind of help us wake up, to help us wake up. And if we acknowledge mm-hmm. them and honor them, then they don't have to, quote unquote, torment us. They don't have to cling to us. We can free them, because just like they enslave us, we enslave them. So it's a mutual agreement to be free. Actually, I feel like I see everything just kind of being downloaded and integrated into each of us and into the fabric of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the true realization that we are connected here. And we have come together to remember that, to remember who we are. We have come together to remember that we are all valuable and we are all integral in this world. And even at the physical level, I know there are some aches and pains that people expressed. Not that, and finances also are an ache and pain. So a relationship, that's an emotional ache and pain. So even at the physical level, there is an integration going on at the cellular level with the integrons and the gluons and all of those quantum terms that they're using these days. But it's really just bringing harmony, bringing grace back into our awareness. And that includes at the cellular level and helping to resolve aches and pains, helping to resolve chronic aches and pains. That includes degenerative disorders called aging. Is there anything else coming up for you? You, Teresa, you, Norman, you've been quiet.
Nope, not right now.
I have this picture in mind that, when you were talking about, we're connected and we're, one. And what I see when I look at the world, at the earth, it looks like a cell, we just look like a cell, and it feels like with our consciousness ever so growing and becoming so much aware of it, it feels like we're creating a second cell, an energy cell around us that will sooner or later turn into a manifesting energy cell or physical cell, because when a cell splits, it goes into two, right? It divides, and both one cell becomes two, and so on and so on. So it fills us with this next step of consciousness that we're in, that we're on the move. It feels like that we're literally just energizing it more and more, and soon this energetic cell will split itself from the physical cell, and then there is two actual cells. One is energetic and one is physical. But we're consciously aware of it. It's not just happening on the micro level, happening every moment in our lives, but it's actually happening in the bigger picture. So that's what I've been seeing when you were talking about it, and it's just, that's how I see it. I see ourselves as being a cell. 10 years ago, I thought we were a blood cell in somebody else's body, just floating around as a race called human on a planet called Earth. But this just takes it to another level of understanding as to how I see it, or I believe it to be. So that's it. We are at the point of basically splitting ourselves from the physical to the energetic. And that point is becoming closer and closer.
And yet I don't feel that as disposal of the physical body.
No. It's just what that means for us. I don't know, but it's just what may happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we are driving and thriving towards, human race. This is who we are. That's why we're on this planet. That's why I'm in this universe. Now, we haven't understood the bigger picture of that, but we're just another cell. And cell phones, here we go. Woo. Our communication tool. Yay. Is it?
You said that's it. Okay.
I'm out here. I'm out there.
So, I just want to kind of add, we started with Ho'oponopono and breath, And just so everybody kind of understands the concept of Ho'oponopono, this is the question I always ask with Ho'oponopono. And the question I always ask, I encourage you to use in your life because it's a great tool to help. So anytime anything presents itself to you, whether you feel it's empowering or whether you feel like it's a struggle or disempowering, I always ask, what in me is having this situation or this person show up? And how can I become aware to resolve it so that this person or this situation does not have to carry it for me anymore? It's just a way to disentangle the energetic blockages, because then we start claiming our lives instead of blaming our lives. Anything else, Teresa?
I feel like people are just still downloading.
Let's just take a few breaths together, okay? I feel like we're complete.
I feel that way as well.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. If anybody wants to say anything, let me know or let us know. Feel free. I'm going to stop the recording now.
I'm going to stop the one on this end, too.
Okay.